Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is Christmas Day and the readings are from Cycle C.
Merry Christmas. And also, I have to say this year, Happy Hanukkah. In fact, Hanukkah and Christmas coincide perfectly. You know, I typically don't like saying happy holidays, just not saying what the holiday is, but this way we can truly say happy holy days. These are holy days. And celebrating Hanukkah, knowing what our Jewish brothers and sisters are celebrating, can help Catholics, can help Christian Catholics to know how to celebrate, and indeed what Christmas is that we celebrate. So let me reflect with you a little bit about Hanukkah. First of all, this celebration is 8 days. 8 days for the Jewish people, and in fact, this is what our Catholic Christian holidays are based on. 8 day celebrations. I'll come back to that, but let's get the origins of Hanukkah. The word means dedication. And this celebrates the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem. Now, the history is a little violent history. Some people like it, some won't. But think back to world history, Alexander the Great, conquest in the whole Mediterranean Empire. Okay, there's a lot of struggle going on. The Greek culture being imposed throughout the Mediterranean, and then they lost control and it started breaking up in the kingdoms. Everyone's fighting. Well, they are imposing that culture on the Jewish people. Smashed their temple, wouldn't allow them to worship in the temple anymore, and imposing the kind of the Greek secular culture now. You should worship like this, and kind of putting down their way of worship. And so in the midst of this secularism and pushing against the Jewish faith, people band together, came together in groups, and stood up to this big oppressive army, and then in small ways continued to worship God. And so Hanukkah was formed by, finally they broke back into the temple and reconstituted the temple. But they only found, to light the lamps in the temple, they only found a small jar of oil. They said, will this be enough for tonight to burn? But our feast is supposed to last for 8 days. So this one little jar, God, this is all we have, this little meager offering, this little bit of oil will light the lamp tonight. And miraculously, the lamp burned for 8 days. And so Hanukkah, this feast of lights in the middle of winter, celebrates the rededication of the temple. People celebrating Hanukkah nowadays, they light the lamp. Every day they light a new lamp, a new candle, and then the next night, the second lamp, have more light. And rabbis will tell the people, you should gather around the lamp, gather around for some time, perhaps a half an hour, and just bask in the light. Make time to make offerings to God, to pray to God, to celebrate with others. Gather around that light for that half an hour. And now as Catholics, as Christians, I think we can learn from this. First of all, Christians are also, like the Jewish people, are also God's people. Now, we were grafted on to that tree, God's original chosen one. But as the prophet Isaiah said, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. And then to that stump, more people are grafted on. We're grafted on to the Jewish people. And then the letter to the Hebrews spoken to us today. The letter said, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us. God is speaking to us. He's trying to make us his chosen people, bringing us together to rededicate us, to allow us a place to offer worship to God, to even burn lamps, to light candles to God's honor, to lift up our prayers to God. Now, I don't know about you, it's not so drastic. We're not having invaders from the Greek Empire, Alexander the Great, but it still feels oppressive sometimes to practice our faith, especially when you try to do it a little publicly. Especially you can feel it around here at the university. Students say to talk about their faith feels really hard, to pray in public, to share to share anything. It's hard to talk about. It feels, and we kind of, there's kind of a secularism. You don't want to talk about it too much. And that's kind of a norm going around. And so what to do? How to live out the faith? How to be dedicated to God? I think that the story of Hanukkah banding together is what we need. To share the faith, we need support of others. We've seen it in this Catholic community at Stanford. These last 2 years, people started to bound together in groups. And in these groups, to share their faith and to support each other. We say peers always need peers to give permission to believe. To be dedicated to God, you need the inspiration of others. To bind together in groups, it helps. No, in fact, it's necessary to overcome the struggle. And to share a little good news. Groups are starting, it's a struggle, but groups are starting. If you see the groups that are happening here, I could lift a litany of different groups binding together, different peer groups. It almost sounds like I listed out, it almost sounds like the 12 days of Christmas. There's 7 groups of undergraduates, 5 groups of permanent community, 3 groups of graduate students, 2 groups in Greek life, and even 1 in the med school. Groups coming together and sharing their faith. Now, it's not easy. They come together and they share their stories of how they try to live their faith. They share the story of Jesus, and they try to pray and try to support each other. But once again, it's a challenge. How do you pray in our society? How do you pray out loud? We don't feel comfortable doing that oftentimes. But as they struggle through it, one student told me his group, they shared the same exact gospel story. They came back later in the quarter, and we did it again. But I just felt, the student told me, I felt this anxiety, and I felt this stress, and I kept just asking God to be there, and I felt this relief, a happiness come over me. And I shared this with my group. I shared how my anxiety was let go by turning to God. And he said, as I spoke, I could feel people in my group being lifted up. I could feel the whole group being lifted up. And suddenly I felt God present in this small group in one of the dorms here on campus. I felt God present. Another student in med school was encouraging his friends to pray this week. And he sent a text to everyone in his group. He said, to pray is to spend time freely with God, just for the joy of being together. It is to love, because giving our time means giving our lives. Love does not mean primarily to do something for the other person. Love means being there with them. Prayer trains us to be there with God in a simple act of loving attention. These are examples of Stanford students, people from our Catholic community, trying to dedicate themselves to God, help each other to dedicate, to rededicate themselves to God. God is becoming their light. Jesus is becoming their light. They deal with stress and anxiety. But listen to that ancient maxim. It says, rather than curse the darkness, light a candle. They're allowing their anxiety to become energy for their work. Others struggle with real depression, but they're not allowing their illness to be the final word. Instead of cursing the darkness, they light a candle. Others are upset by politics, but they're making a pledge to walk with each other and to support each other. Do not curse the darkness, but light a candle. We have heard about the war in Iraq and Syria and all the violence. But even there, they're not cursing the darkness, they're lighting candle. A Jesuit priest wrote last night, despite the harsh conditions of Aleppo, the people are enduring. For both Christians and Muslims, Christmas brings the hope for peace that we have missed for 5 years. Although many churches have been destroyed in Aleppo, the bells of the other churches will sound in hope they will bring us peace, said Jesuit Father Zayed Hilal. There is darkness in our world, in our lives. But the gospel, the good news proclaims, the light shines in the darkness. The light shines in your lives, in our world. We need to be rededicated to sit with the light, to allow it to enter in. The Jewish people are celebrating Hanukkah each day, growing for these 8 days to sit with that light, asking for that light to come through them and to be a light to all the nations. We need the same practice. And in fact, we have the same practice. We need to rededicate ourselves to the same practice. The Catholic Christian practice is we celebrate Christmas for 8 days. We need to let it soak in. If you just celebrate it today, it won't be enough. By a few days, the light will start dissipating. You need to build it more and more. We celebrate Christmas for 8 days as Catholics. And it's easy to remember. How do you count 8 days? The first day of Christmas today, the 25th. The second day of Christmas in this octave of 8 days, the 26th. The third day, the 27th. 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. January 1st, the 8th day. It's easy to remember. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year is Christmas. Celebrate 8 days of Christmas. That's why we have this new year. So how about an invitation to, over these 8 days, allow that light to sink more and more? Perhaps today, tonight, as the sun sets, the Jewish people will be lighting their menorahs, lighting another light. Why don't you take time tonight to enjoy the lights around, the Christmas lights at your house or around town? Or light a candle. Even better yet, light that candle and really think of Christ as the light. And that candle is an image of your prayers being offered to God. Sit with that light. The Jewish people suggest to spend a half an hour. We in the Catholic community say, let's do 15 minutes at least, okay? Minimum 15 minutes of time with God. Sit in that light, 15 minutes. Dedicate, rededicate yourself, 15 minutes. Spend that time, allow the light to soak in. You know, if you were living up in the north, you would need a little extra light. They have those seasonal affective disorder lamps. Just sit there for 15 minutes, let it soak in, it helps. Just get a candle and let the light of Christ soak in, it helps. Take that time. And then tomorrow, put another light. You have one tonight, put another one tomorrow, two lights. Increase the light till you get to the new year and allow that light of Christ to truly sink in. This is our rededication. Here in the Catholic community, our Catholic churches throughout the world, we will continue journeying because we know it's not a one-day thing. We know, if we see from our community here, it's a struggle. It takes years to struggle to allow that light to be coming back. Unfortunately, our community, the university's closed on January 1st. So we'll be celebrating other churches in the area or abroad, wherever you're at. The church will continue to celebrate. And if you're in the area on January 8th, come back on that Sunday, and for sure we'll dedicate Christ to be our light. So today and every day, let us allow that Christ, the light, to shine in our lives.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.